This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time, and you are the exceptional American that I'm talking to, you that's listening to this radio show. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and paul at a21r.com is my email. Please feel free to email me there. Also, support New Manna Foods, newmanna.com/agenda21radio or agenda21. Is our sponsor, so please support them. And also the Liberty Tour 6. Liberty Tour 6 is coming up April 22nd. Please go to our website. Click on the icon for the Liberty Tour 6. Scott Cahill will be here, bringing him in from Ohio to come and have a conversation with everybody in the Valley, the North State, because this Oroville Dam situation, it's getting out of control, as you're going to hear in just a few moments. And anyway, also Katie Grimes is going to be speaking, Chris Street, the usual suspects, if you will, that come to the Liberty Tour. We are going to invite, and they are invited, and will be here, so we're really excited about that. The theme for the Liberty Tour this time around, for Liberty Tour 6, is the Declaration of Independence. Why is it important in this day and age? Well, gee whiz, we've got CalExit, we've got Jefferson, we've got all these different movements around the nation that want to, well, either secede, such as CalExit, which is unlawful, by the way, or they want to form a new state. So we're going to walk you through. If you want to form a new state, well, you want to know about what's happening when you declare your independence. Okay, so what in the world is really truly going on? All right, the USS Carl Vinson and its battle group headed towards, actually right now nearing, North Korea. And this is, of course, a flashpoint since we have a crazy man in North Korea with nuclear weapons vowing to take out the United States. We're doing all kinds of things to do the countermeasures, but the USS Carl Vinson was deployed. Now, we've got some other things that are happening some other battle groups that are moving into position. At least we think they're moving into position. I mean, I'm not sure about the direction that they're headed or what the orders are for sure, but from what I understand is that the Big Stick, the Theodore Roosevelt battle group, is on its way to North Korea. Well, that's number two. Is there number three? Well, we're hearing some rumors that other carriers are in play and going to that direction, leaving only two in the, well, I guess you would say in the Atlantic, one deployed in the Middle East already. So what is really truly going on is it looks like a showdown in a big way with North Korea. Now, I understand the concern that everybody has about North Korea. Gee whiz. It would be very much like North Korea to pop off a nuclear weapon. And, in fact, we had a scare on July 27th, and that was in 2016, of a possible attack by North Korea that was headed off. We reported that story. So this is a real thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is real serious business. That's why we are taking this seriously, and that's why the president is rightfully so deploying the assets that he needs to take care of business here. Now, Xi Jinping shows up last week, remember, shows up on the same day in which we're attacking Syria, by the way. Great call by the president, sort of give you that godfather feeling. Hey, let's have dinner, but in the meantime, I just want to let you know, Xi Jinping, that we are bombing Syria right now. That's as they, you know, you can see that or listen to that song being played as they were, you know, eating dinner together. Formal state dinner, I might add. I mean, the Donalds, he's playing the Godfather thing. But, you know, I'm not too sure Xi Jinping is as much concerned about that as other people. I don't think he really, I think he kind of blew it off. But for effect, it sure had a great effect, I think, in establishing the credibility of Donald Trump as a foreign power to other people. I think that's the most important thing here, regardless of what we find out and what we will find out about Syria, because there's a lot of doubts about that. We covered this yesterday, or 2 days ago. Boy, it's 2 days already. We had Scott Bennett on the show to comment about this. Was it the right thing to do? Was it? Did it actually happen? Now what we're getting is we're getting the Russians pushing back, saying it was fake news. The whole thing was a false flag, fake news, never happened. Okay, never happened. See, this is what we were talking about with Scott, is that there's so many things at play there, and we do know that from the last time this happened, or there was a so-called sarin attack, that it happened in 2013. That was the infamous red line that was crossed repeatedly by this by the Syrians and the Russians. Yet Obama did nothing. Well, and you know, there's good reason why he didn't do anything, because he actually did the attack himself through ISIS. And that we know now for sure. We started digging into that right away. It was more of a chlorine attack. There were a lot of false photographs taken, videos and so on, to make it seem as if the attack was real. But oh, by the way, what was real about the attack was where they got the supplies for the chlorine and other chemicals that were used. Qatar and Saudi Arabia. The usual suspects in arming ISIS. So, is this just far beyond the reality of what Putin and the Russians might be saying, that this was a false flag attack and it was staged by other people? I don't know. One thing I do know is that Assad and Russia need to get their act together down there, if in fact it is ISIS, and get this attack going to wipe out ISIS. That does not fit well with guys like John McCain. John McCain is one of those guys who wanted to arm the rebels, remember? And oh, by the way, it didn't matter to him. He would love it if it was any rebel as far as he's concerned, just so they want to take out Assad and punch back at Russia. So arming ISIS, good idea, John. Really, really good idea, right? Just join right up with the Hillary Clinton and the Barack Obama group. Anyway, that is starting to work out. And right now, Secretary of State Tillerson is in Moscow working that out. It's going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing plays out with Russia and Putin as we go into the Pacific, the Western Pacific, around Korea taking on North Korea. You know, we just can't make this up. I mean, this is all true stuff that's happening right now. Carrier battle groups are on the move. The Chinese have amassed about 150,000 of their troops on the North Korean border. Now, usually what that means, by the way, if you know anything about the North Korean peninsula and about Korean War, by the way, we're still at war with them. The peace has not been had there. That's why, you know, if you explain about the war footing idea and the mentality behind the North Koreans, of course they believe that. That's what this is. It's war. It's been war since 1953. They never signed no peace agreement. 38th parallel, there it is. North and South, you got it. And the North has been totalitarian ever since. Coercing money out of other nations, bribing them, terrorizing, extorting them so that they can have their own, well, economy. That's their economy, is stealing from people. That's called communism. A variety of totalitarianism. Kind of similar to what we have in California right now. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, 821r.com, and visit me through an email, paul@821r.com. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
One, zero.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, now, a number of things happening. We want to bring you up to date on some of the stuff that's happening. First of all, here locally, three girls collectively abducted over a period of about a month and a half. We found one yesterday, which is really, really exciting. That's all good news. Other two are missing, and we're going to be talking about those as time goes on. But right now, the parents of Annalise McClanahan Calvert are very, very happy. She was found alive and safe, found in the, I guess you would say, abducted by a man by the name of Turner, Alan Turner. And good old Alan Turner, naturally, what I can say is Alan Turner is now behind bars for things that were not acceptable, obviously. And we're not going to be discussing all those right now, but we're very, very happy to say that, and I'm sure her parents, Jeff and Kelly Ercolini, are very, very happy that she is back home. And many thanks to the Sutter County Sheriff's Department for their great work, and the media and the Church of Glad Tidings and other people that really had a big hand in finding Annalise. And it's, I just, you know, as a parent of daughters myself, I know how this is very, very heartfelt by the family. And they definitely appreciate all the things that everybody has done for them, especially the media. The media played a pretty good role in this. And that's one of the things that I'm sure people will find out over time. But the media did a really good job of getting the information out, getting the facts out, keeping the facts straight, and respecting, if you will, respecting what was going on with the family. So much appreciated. Okay, so what in the world is really going on, which is a kind of big world today, and some of the things that you play into something we're talking about with the Liberty Tour, the Declaration of Independence. And this is a situation that involves a territory of the United States of America. See, the United States of America is comprised of 50 states and other territories. You know, I think Guam is a territory of the United States. You've got Puerto Rico. Ricans. That's a territory. Not a state. So they have representation in the Congress, but they don't have statehood status. They haven't gone through that process. Well, the problem with Puerto Rico is Puerto Rico has some problems. bankruptcy being one of the problems for Puerto Rico. And they, of course, want statehood. Now, this is kind of a problem. Article that appears by Reuters. And this has been an ongoing thing. We've been reporting Puerto Rico, not as much as we should. We brought Chris Street on because he understands totally what's going on here. I wouldn't say we haven't done it justice. We reported it extensively on numerous occasions, deep stuff, about how they got themselves in financial trouble. It's certainly a leftist, really leftist. It's more of a socialist area than anything else. And Chris Street, as I recall, had business dealings in Puerto Rico, so he's quite knowledgeable about how these whole things have played out. But for our discussion, I want to talk about the option for them to become a state, which seems to be sort of diminishing. This article by Nick Brown says Puerto Rico seen sliding toward bankruptcy as deadline nears. This is from Reuters. Nick Brown says bankruptcy of Puerto Rico is looking ever more likely as the clock ticks down towards a May 1 deadline to restructure $70 billion in debt. Puerto Rico. Of course, big California has about $2 trillion in debt, but, you know, who's counting? Yeah, unfunded mandates, you know, your pensions and so on. It starts to mount up. And you have deranged Jerry Brown in California shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic, spending money wildly, recklessly, billions, and not getting anything done, I might add, such as, you know, repairing dams and infrastructure. Oh, no, we don't do that in California. No, we don't do that. We want to pay for social programs for illegal immigrants. That's what we do in California. Totalitarianism coming to California in its abundance. It says, ramping up uncertainty for anyone betting on returns from the island's widely held U.S. municipal bonds. When the U.S. Congress last year passed the Puerto Rico Rescue Law, dubbed PROMISA, it froze creditor lawsuits against the island so its federally appointed oversight board and creditors could negotiate out of court on the biggest debt restructuring in U.S. municipal history. Okay. The freeze expires May 1st. However, an extension by Congress is not going to happen, said a Republican aide in the House Committee on Natural Resources, which is in charge of territory matters. Remember, it's a territory, not a state. A round of mediated talks is scheduled to begin on Thursday, but absent an agreement soon, a growing number of analysts say Puerto Rico will seek protection under creditors from creditors under PROMESA's court-sanctioned restructuring process akin to U.S. bankruptcy. Now, my understanding, if I recall the conversation, they can't declare bankruptcy like in a typical fashion. But they have had some accommodations made to a sanctioned restructuring process involving the courts. Okay. So in other words, if you're holding any debt, municipal bonds with Puerto Rico, you're about to get hit big time. It says forbearance deals could let negotiations continue past May 1st, but a source directly involved in the talks said avoiding any eventual bankruptcy is impossible. The source said, and who declined to be named because the talks are private, said parties have grown further apart since Governor Ricardo Rosello took office in January. The negotiating tactics of Rosello and the board have jarred investors who expected more credit-friendly approaches from both. The board is pushing debt payment cuts, more than double those proposed by Governor Alejandro Garcia Padillo, a populist whose policies had already alienated creditors. Desperate stakeholders have united to question the legality of a fiscal turnaround blueprint approved by the board and to resist mediation efforts. Hector Negroni, whose Fundamental Credit Opportunities Fund holds Puerto Rico's debt, said he recalled constructive comments from Rosello and board members about protecting the priorities of creditors during the board's early days, but their words are not being followed up by their actions, I bet. So here goes Puerto Rico. What is Jerry Brown hiding in California? What do you think? Trillions of dollars worth of debt. You know, it was really funny. Chris Street and I were kind of chiding one another the other day about California's debt. And literally, I think 6 or 7 years ago, we were talking about how Jerry Brown was always going to miss his budget numbers and because he had so much debt that was building up and so much spending that was going on. And we used to talk in the day that Jerry Brown would say, oh, yeah, we're about, you know, $5 or $6 million in debt, and we're going to be off by about $5 or $6 million. We have to raise it. And then, you know, we would look at the numbers and we'd realize it's not five or six. Jerry was off by about $28 million. And now Jerry's off by billions of dollars on those budget figures. Gee, what time can do to Jerry Brown's budget in California. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Pastor Katie Grimes and author will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. This is on Drudge right now. Coming back to, we're jumping away from Puerto Rico because it's scary. Because you know there's other states that are sitting there thinking, they're so much in debt, they're so far gone, let's just declare bankruptcy. And, you know, they can't do that constitutionally. That's a problem. So what is their out? I don't know. Let's ask Jerry Brown. He's the authority in California on how he can tax and tax. $52 billion in taxes just approved by the Mono Party in California. Jerry Brown, supermajority in the Senate, in the Assembly, $52 billion in more gas tax. And he says it's going to be used to, well, improve the roads. Well, the problem is he passed that years ago and spent the money on debt service for bonds that he's had floating around out there and propositions. So we're broke. That and we don't have any way to fix things, right? Debt service, illegal aliens, there you go. All eaten up for that. That's how mismanaged this state is. And how much malfeasance exists with Jerry Brown. So trillions of dollars now. We're talking about up to 1.6 to say $2 trillion. I mean, what, you know, once you get past, you know, a billion here and a billion there, and what's another trillion? I mean, if you even know the numbers of relationship there, they're staggering. Let's just go ahead, Paul. Just say 2 trillion. 1.6 today? I mean, well, we were saying that 6 months ago, 1.6, but so it's got to be at least 2. The point is, California cannot economically recover from any of that. And now, as I was saying before, California has debt. They're off their budget numbers by about, it was millions. Now they're probably off by a couple billion, at least $2 or $3 billion off. That's why they need this money from the federal government for the disasters, the federal funds flowing in from that, just to keep us afloat. That's what they're spending the money on, things that they shouldn't be spending it on, clearly. And they make the case all the time about it. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, the way this whole thing works? It's very, very interesting the way it works in the state of California. It is a communist country, clearly moving that direction. Anyway, so Korea, though, pops up. Navy SEALs, this is what's on Drudge right now. Navy SEALs trained to take out Kim and nuke sniffer deployed. So they're starting to sniff around now, North Korea, to find out what in the world is really, truly going on there. expect action to take place there. What will they do? The Chinese, they. That's the big question. That is the big question. Is what in the world will they do? Okay, now, interesting set of circumstances that have developed over the Oroville Dam situation. It's a damnable thing, isn't it? An interesting set of circumstances has developed. They have decided to be on the rampage for reporters not reporting, not seeing, not having visuals on anything dealing with the dam. Now, yesterday during the show, I was getting all these emails about, where's the webcam? Where's the webcam? Where's the webcam? Webcam gone. I thought to myself, great, webcam gone. And what we were referring to is, on Sunday, I went up to Oroville Dam in the afternoon, and it turns out I signed in. I did the dutiful thing. I had my helmet. I had my vest. I had everything. And I did the duty that I was supposed to do. That is, go and report to the Department of Water Resources. Go in there and say, yeah, here I am. Sign in. Can we go? Where do we need to go? Where can we go? Oh, well, you know, that was something that they had to think about. Now, I was the only reporter who went to the dam yesterday. Sunday. 14th trip to the dam. I was the only one there. I was, you know, I said to the girl, I said, a blank sheet of paper, and I said, am I it? He goes, yes, you're it. You're this, the only one today. I said, wow. So I wanted to get, you know, beyond where we're having to go on Oroville Road and stand in front of the spillway and get some pictures and stuff like that, you know, of other things. And I asked, can we go up to the top of the dam like we'd always been able to? And so she called and somebody, you know, it took almost 10 minutes to make this decision. I thought to myself, that's pretty interesting. Almost, you know, so much time I'm wasting here. And so finally this woman comes back from the phone and says, no, they won't let you do that. So I had to rely upon other things. So I went to the visitors center through the Kelly Ridge development back there, which is open to the public. And I, you know, took a look through the visitor center. I was, you know, it's a neat place. It's a neat place. A lot of California history there, by the way. If they only taught California history like they do with these state park, you know, places, we'd have a whole different perspective and appreciation for the state of California and this great nation. That's true. I mean, they do a really good job of presenting the information, especially about the local area and all that stuff. It's fantastic. So I scamper up this big tower. They've got a tower that you climb up on the stairs. And I go up to the top, and boy, you can see the dam. It is a beautiful sight up there. So I said, wow, okay, that's pretty cool. So I go up there, and that's where the webcam is. And there's a webcam they always have 24/7 looking out at the lake and the dam. So it's now, you know, 3:30, going to be 4 o'clock. So I take some pictures and do some more things, and I scamper on home, get in the truck and drive home. And then I get calls during the show on Monday saying, hey, where's the webcam? I don't know. I didn't steal it. So I put my report up at 5 o'clock on Monday morning. And lo and behold, by 8 o'clock, the webcam goes down. The webcam at Oroville goes down. Here's the deal. I'm sitting there thinking, because I'm getting emails and stuff like that. So we start to do a little bit of investigating. And guess what? The webcam is down. It's not going back up. That was, of course, we had a report, pretty scathing report on Agenda 21 Radio, about, you know, the core samplings that they're taking behind the emergency spillway. Why they don't want us to see that, I don't know, but it's obvious they don't want us to see that. They don't want us to see the vortices also that are developing around the water behind the dam, which indicates there may be holes in the dam. I'm sure they don't want us to see that. So big concern, a big, big concern that we were not being able to, well, now, currently, there's no question about it, we're not able to see what in the world there is there. So listen to this report.
Well, here we are at the top of the lookout, and you can see the lake behind me, and there's a number of different things going on in the lake. Obviously, it's pretty high, and the dam you can see right there over my shoulder, it's obviously filling up pretty close to about 800, beyond 850 feet at this point, so not very far before it gets up to that 860, 865 level, but it's a lot of water coming in real fast.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Will the webcam ever come back? I don't know.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to
Liberty Tour 6, the Declaration of Independence, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings. Liberty Tour 6 will focus on the power of the Declaration of Independence. Written by Thomas Jefferson, the Declaration of Independence was the seminal document that inspired the U.S. Constitution and the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to protect our God-given rights. Special feature, the Oroville Dam Disaster. All the way from Ohio, Scott Cahill will be discussing the Oroville Dam Disaster. Katie Grimes, an author, will be discussing the massive voter fraud that is found within the Golden State. Learn about the Constitution. Learn about the power of the Declaration of Independence. That's the Liberty Tour, April 22nd, 2017, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road. Get your tickets now by going to agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon for the Liberty Tour. Brought to you by Agenda 21 Radio.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, and paul@a21r.com. And support us by, well, getting your prepper needs in order. Numana.com/agenda21. That's the website to go to purchase your Numana foods. And Liberty Tour 6 is coming up. We're going to be talking about a whole wide range of things, especially the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We're heavy emphasis on this Liberty Tour on the Declaration of Independence. Also, Scott Cahill will be here at the Liberty Tour talking about, well, the Orville Dam situation. Well, what's going on in Korea? I think that's probably a bigger question right now. We're getting stories, reports now that, guess what? Xi Jinping, just like I said earlier, you know, and again, this is all stuff that's happening right now. I didn't have warning of this. I was just saying the logical thing earlier that Xi Jinping, well, he's starting to realize that Trump is serious. And the headline on Fox News is that Xi Jinping will work with the United States on the Korean situation. Really? I think that's a good idea, don't you?
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Brett Baer in Washington. North Korea is warning of a nuclear attack against the United States if provoked. It's not the first time the communist nation has made an extreme threat against this country, but it takes on new added meaning in the context of the North's recent missile and nuclear weapons testing. An American naval carrier strike group is on the way to the region tonight, and after last week's missile strike against Syria, the possibility of military action by the new American president seems more realistic tonight. Correspondent Kevin Cork is monitoring the latest developments from the North Lawn. Good evening, Kevin.
Brett, good evening to you. Very interesting to watch this White House try to walk us through the steps that has gotten us to this point, which is, might this White House be willing to do something against North Korea the way they sort of took action against Syria just this past week?
So I want to thank everybody.
Though the president spent the morning at the White House today talking about domestic policy issues like taxes and infrastructure with U.S. business leaders, his focus remained abroad, tending to the growing threat in the Pacific posed by Pyongyang. The president tweeting early this morning, North Korea is looking for trouble. If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them. USA. That proclamation, a stark reminder of the president's willingness to go it alone and punish rogue states, just as he did in Syria following the gas attack on civilians there. In response, Pyongyang threatened nuclear war. North Korea's official newspaper writing, our revolutionary strong army is keenly watching every move by enemy elements with our nuclear site focused on the U.S. invasionary bases, not only in South Korea and the Pacific Operation Theater, but also in the U.S. mainland. Reaction in the North Korean capital was predictably indignant.
I think that the U.S. has no reason to complain about what our military does for self-defense. I think that the U.S. should stop its double standard.
At the White House, there was skepticism about the communist nation's nuclear capability, but no doubt about the president's resolve.
The last thing we want to see is a nuclear North Korea that threatens the coast of the United States, or for that matter, any other country and any other set of human beings. So we need stability in that region, and I think he has put them clearly on notice.
Lost in all the rhetoric, the broader White House message, which was very likely aimed about 500 miles to the west, at Beijing, because as much as the Syrian airstrike pressed Moscow to rein in its partners in Damascus, the president's calculus on North Korea puts additional pressure on China to corral Kim Jong-un once and for all. A strategy plainly visible in the president's tweet when he wrote this morning, I explained to the president of China that a trade deal with the U.S. will be far better for them if they solve the North Korean problem. That link between security and economics is a well-tried stick-and-carrot technique that, if successful, could break a decades-long stalemate with the North and provide a pathway to peace in an increasingly volatile region. Simply speaking, Brett, the focus here at the White House is if you want a different outcome as it relates to North Korea and their behavior, you're going to have to come up with a different input. And it would appear, at least at this point, that the White House is prepared to do just that. Brett?
Kevin Cork, live in the North Lawn. Kevin.
Okay, there it is, the carrot and the stick approach, Donald Trump. Will it work? Well, headlines like right now that we just got out of Fox News, kind of interesting, the headlines that are there, saying Xi Jinping is going to cooperate. Xi Jinping will cooperate. China's Jing tells Trump that Beijing will work with U.S. on North Korea. Now, in the meantime, enter Russia from the north. This just popped up as I on the screen. I'm serious, this is all happening right now, live, whatever. This is the new story that replaced the old story that was only just minutes old. To send a message, quote, Russian nuclear-capable bombers fly near Japan, U.S. officials say. I mean, you can't make saber rattling. That's what this is. You know, Russia's got nukes. They've got a lot of nukes, actually. They've got just as many as we do, actually, probably maybe fewer, but we're on par. And that's something to be scared about. I'm not too sure Russia, I don't think Russia wants to do anything like that or get involved or anything. But, you know, they're showing some force. They're showing some face. Like they've got some sort of cloud in that. Of course, they do. They're right there. You know, the eastern portion of the old Soviet Union, which is now Mother Russia, is right there. So they've got a stake in all this. We bring out, you bring your nukes, we bring ours. What's one thing is very, very clear: they're not bringing a knife to a gunfight. I think that just goes without saying. Real nukes. Real gunfight. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-50. You focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com is my email, and numana.com/agenda21 for all your survival prepper needs. Numana.com/agenda21. And our Liberty Tour 6, yep, Liberty Tour 6 is on its way. And we're really excited about what's going to be happening at Liberty Tour 6 and all the great things that are going to be happening there. Make sure you get your tickets by going to our website, agenda21radio.news, and clicking on the icon there for Liberty Tour 6. It's blue. It's got the Statue of Liberty. Click on it, and it takes you to Eventbrite. The good old Eventbrite icon that is so... Everybody's into Eventbrite. I mean, why not? They really do a very good job. I mean, I was really impressed. I've used other systems before. Not nearly as impressive as Eventbrite. So, but, you know, I'm not plugging Eventbrite. I'm just saying they are very efficient, so get your tickets. By the way, for Liberty Tour 6, children are free, and so are students, and so are veterans. Veterans are free to the event, so we want you to show up there. Also, there's going to be an AR-15 raffle, that we're going to be offering everybody. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and my email is paul@a21r.com, and like we say at this time on the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.